Ghost Call. Of Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. The distant hoofbeats of Dola Rao's rescue party momentarily takes Ram Dass's attention from KC. KC leaps aside as the Oriental presses the trigger. Throwing away his now useless rifle, Ram Dass's hand drops to his girdle as he springs to meet KC's rush. Glittering steel descends in a sweeping arc. KC's hand meets the descending arm and grips it desperately. Locked in clutching embrace, they reel to the brink of a dark, narrow gullet of the Cave of a Thousand Winds.
Hands and feet bound. Wonder where I am.
Kasi, Sahib.
Lakshmini. What are you doing here? Where are we?
Somewhere in the Cave of a Thousand Winds, Kasi.
Oh.
Ram Dass brought me here, then returned the little opening up there to await you. I told him you would come.
Untie my hands, can you?
No, Kasi. Mine are also bound. When you fell with Ram Dass, you struck your head on the rocks. He bound your hands and feet.
Too bad the fall didn't break his neck. Where is he?
Up there, watching the trail.
Did he tell you that Ali and Dola Rao rode up just as I jumped him?
Yes, but they will not find the opening to the cave.
No, I'm afraid not unless they get up on the ledge. However, give Ali time and he'll find... By Jove.
What is it, Kasi?
This is the first time I've seen you without that black yashmak covering your face.
Yes, Kasi.
You are very beautiful.
The men of Kandra, all but two, remain on the trail below. Have ridden away, Lakshmini. The Sahib is awake. He has been unconscious for some time.
I must have been to let you get the upper hand. You know what he wants, Lakshmini?
The treasure. He says he found it in these caves. I do not believe him.
He found it all right. Took it out of the caves into his camp. Then Dola Rao came along and took it away from him.
It is true then, Kasi? The treasure is found?
Yes, I saw it in these caves. I counted 12 large goatskin bags and 4 chests, and then I suppose by this time that it's under guard in your own camp.
Ah, then if Dola Rao has it in his possession, he will never relinquish it to Ram Dass.
Which will be unfortunate for you, Lakshmini. Unfortunate for both you and the Sahib.
How about a couple of sacks, Ram Dass, and one of the chests as your share?
As I remarked a little while since, neither the Sahib nor the Rani are in a position to make terms. It is for Ram Dass to state what he will accept. Death for the Sahib if Lakshmini refuses my terms. She will accompany me to Kathmandu to guarantee my safe conduct and transportation of the treasure.
Wait a minute. You said back there on the ledge, Ram Dass, that I was to carry the Rani's message of capitulation to Dola Rao. Now, just what did you mean?
The Sahib will carry Lakshmini's instructions to Dola Rao to deliver the treasure to a place I shall designate in Kathmandu. The Rani will accompany me alone to that city, thence to the border of Nepal. When I and the treasure are both safely out of Nepal, Lakshmini may return to Kundra.
Otherwise, Lakshmini, we both die. That's it, isn't it, Ram Dass?
The Sahib has stated the facts briefly and clearly.
If the Sahib's life depends upon it, to Ram Dass, then I give my word.
Hold it. I don't agree to your terms, Ram Dass, as far as I'm concerned. If you've ever played chess, my friend, you'll know your king's in check as well as ours. Stalemate, Ram Dass.
Stalemate, Ram Dass. If you kill us, you will never leave the cave of a thousand winds alive.
Then, my Rani, we shall die here together. I shall unbind your feet and those of the Sahib that you may walk.
And where do we go?
Into that tunnel, to the cavern of the wind gods, where it may be that the Rani will change her mind. Come, walk before me. I will carry the torch.
There, Ali, the mouth of the cave of a thousand winds. You can find the cavern in which you and the Sahib were taken by Ram Dass?
I think so. Kasi and I entered and made our way into a large cavern.
Ahmed, remain with the horses. You will have none to guard against but the dead followers of Ram Dass. Light torches, Lal Singh. We enter the caves.
It seems, Dola Rao, that we beat the devil about the bush. We should have sought further for that opening to the caves, back there where we found their horses and Kasi's rifle.
A waste of time. I do not know that there is such an opening, though I've heard of it.
Yet you are certain Ram Dass is in these caves?
I have told you Ram Dass is cunning. I am positive that he knows the caves and has no fear of them. If there is another entrance, he would know of it. Where else could he have gone?
No doubt you are right. Those three riderless horses prove your contention. If Ram Dass or Kasi show themselves, the men will know of it.
Aye, they cover the rear entrance, wherever it may be. And we cannot fail to find them or their bodies.
This is where Ram Dass trapped us.
The treasure was here?
No, Dola Rao. A little further, in a large cavern. This way.
Strange about the treasure. Is it possible that these bags and chests filled with stones could have lain here these many years?
Or could it not be that someone has long since found the real hoard and left the bags of stones in its place?
I had thought of that.
Or perhaps that old fox, Nana Sahib, left no treasure at all. If what one has heard of him be true, it would be like him to perpetrate such a fraud upon his granddaughter and his followers.
Aye, it would be like him. Yet from my own father, who fought with him through the rebellion and fled with him from the vengeance of the British, I've heard of the great treasure he brought with him to this country.
Ah, there, in that deep niche, is where the bags and chests laid. But let us go further into the cave. If Lakshmini and Kasi are here, we must find them.
The wind hath a mournful sound, friend Ali. It seems to whisper of death and evil deeds. As I feared, my men will go no further.
Aye, they have stopped.
Are the men of Kundra all cowards? Well, I do not blame them. Let them await us here or return to the ledge before the cave. Give me that torch. Come, friend Ali. We too will go on alone.
Another torch here.
So, I shall go first, Risalda.
As you wish.
Will you never make an end to this, Ramdas? Where are you taking us?
The floor is rough, Lakshimini, yes. And we have still quite a distance to go. We will rest then.
Lakshimini, sit down on that rock with your back to mine. I'm going to try to untie the rope at your wrists. Keep him talking about anything.
Yes, Kasi.
You are a great fool, Ramdas. Why do you not accept the Sahib's suggestion of two bags and a chest of the treasure?
For the reason, Lakshimini, that I am in a position to demand more. A great deal more. Nay, Ramdas is not a fool.
But with two bags of gold and a chest of jewels, you will have enough and be free to go where you will.
Move your arms, little Lakshimini.
Perhaps I would be satisfied with two-thirds.
Keep it up. You've got him bargaining.
Oh, two-thirds is too much. But you may keep one-quarter.
I can move my arms.
Three bags and one chest are not enough. I shall accept no less than one-half. 6 bags and 2 chests. Come. You have rested long enough.
Oh, a moment. There is no need to hurry.
As you say, we have plenty of time.
I've got it.
Yes, my hands are free.
6 bags, Lakshimini, and 2 chests. Come, what do you say?
Now untie the knot at my wrists if you can.
Also you, Kasi, ask the treasure for Ramdas.
No. 1/4.
Hurry, Lakshimini.
Besides, speaks as though the treasure were his to dispose of. You are the one to say, Lakshimini. But a woman in love...
Ramdas, hold thy tongue.
Good girl. Now keep the rope round your wrist so he won't notice.
Ah, well. Let us call it 1/3 then. 4 bags and 1 1/2 chests. That is the least I shall... By the gods of my fathers... Look there, in that corner.
Bags. Chests. Stacked like cordwood. Is it possible, Ram Dass, that we've found another treasure?
By Rama. Bags bulging with gold. And chests. Jewels.
Mother, care, Kasi. He has a knife.
All right, Ram Dass, it's my turn now.